or visit BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Illegal immigration and Rodney King and how he'll be remembered in history books, that is. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Welcome to our kickoff of the week. Could be an interesting one in Washington. Maybe by the tail end of the week, the Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, I think it gets kicked into next week, frankly, at the tail end of it, but you never know. Speaking of never knowing, this was huge because the conservative candidate who was pro-Europe, pro-bailout, wins narrowly on Sunday, and the radical leftists who were pushing for first place and thought they were going to win and we're going to try to get out of the Eurozone, did not win. So this is huge in the battle to keep things alive in Europe. Because remember, Greece has been bailed out twice. And that was part of the conditions for the bailout. On top of that, there was things that they had to do where they were going to cut the funds off. And Athens would have gone into bankruptcy. There have been a run on the banks, all that kind of stuff. So this Greek vote was huge for us, and that's why I just started with it here on America Tonight. Massive applause. Woo-hoo-hoo! Because if you have any money, yeah, in the market, I mean, you could have nothing. Just a regular 401k. I'm not saying you're some big-time investor. Just the average Joes out there, the 99%. This is big. We have trade back and forth with Europe. We can't cut that off. The brave new world has been a long time coming, and whether we like it or not, we are part of the global economy, so we can argue about how much and how much we need to definitely increase commerce here in the United States to push out those jobs, etc., but we cannot cut off Europe, and it affects us since the days of the Marshall Plan, so we have no choice but to embrace really the best road. Not that we want Europe to fall on its face, but we have to embrace the best road for Europe. So this was a good move for this to happen with Greece, because it was looking very, very close. This wasn't a blowout election situation. If the radical leftists had gotten in, we'd be talking about a whole different thing here. It doesn't mean that the crisis is over, but the slim win for really what we would call the pro-Europe parties is good for the U.S. We do have a little bit of money in the banks, and that part, it's just a small amount. It's not so much about the money in the banks. It's about the importing, exporting. And when you think it doesn't affect you, trust me, it does, because it would all trickle down in the cost of things to all of us, whether you're barely scraping by or whatever your economic situation is. It would affect you when you go to get simple things from the store. I'm not saying going to Walmart even. I'm just talking about the import-export situation with the United States and other countries in Europe and Greek. And the Greeks were part of this because of the International Monetary Fund pumping so much money into this. And there was a great chance they were going to leave the Eurozone. And as I said, it would have affected us just from the goods, from buying goods and from all the other dominoes that are in place to fall, because the Spanish government is in big trouble. I mean, borrowing costs for the Spanish government are at almost 7% now. And can they sustain this? No. Italy, can they sustain where they are? No. So there's going to be massive bailouts and financial fallout here without a doubt. I guarantee this is going to be part of what the Federal Reserve, which I have no use for, but this is going to be part of what they talk about. And they're going to hope that this is going to stimulate our economy, that this positive news, because remember, any negative news affects us big time. All right, speaking of negative news, Mitt Romney didn't have much reaction when he was on one of the Sunday shows to the Obama policy with immigration, because the White House decided that they would announce that they were going to stop deportation of almost a million illegal immigrants, younger illegal immigrants, and get them work permits in a few cases. Now, we knew that this was a possibility. Remember, this has been talked about in the past. I mean, even probably 2 years ago, it was the first time I think that it came up. But the idea here is that this will get kicked in the next 60 days. Think of the election, November 5th. People under 30 who came into the country illegally or overstayed visas with the with some of the terrorist threats that we've had, that was two situations where people overstayed visas. One, the nut in Dallas who's going to blow up a downtown building, that was what he was. He was a student who overstayed a visa. But anyway, if they overstayed their visas or when they were under the age of 16, they're immune from deportation, or if they didn't commit any kind of a crime, because that's obviously part of it. If they graduated from a U.S. High school or joined the military, what they'll be able to do is apply for a renewable two-year work permit that won't provide a path to citizenship, but it keeps them in the country. And then they have to prove they lived in the country for five consecutive years, and then that would kick in. Janet Napolitano, the Homeland Security Secretary, talked about this late on Friday, saying that she thinks that it's the right thing to do and that the agency can then focus on deporting just criminals. It's not, and she said it's not immunity, it's not amnesty, it's just a way to have some discretion so that these people aren't in the removal system. And this would help us if we do that. So she was careful to say, not immunity, not amnesty. This is just a way to help us so that we can just get the criminals out and forget the people who are here. And they'll have to pay and apply for legal status at some point. And if the status is granted, they can get the work permit and all that other kind of stuff. The Obama crew is saying, and this will be heavy this week, that they think it's a process where people can make their own decision. What it is a bunch of nonsense where they're talking on both sides of their mouth. It's a lane to just staying in the country is what it is. So Mitt Romney jumped all over Obama for waiting to take so long on immigration and said that the timing of this announcement to give amnesty to children of illegal immigrants is political. So, you know, that he was on Face the Nation. He said he's been the president for 3.5 years. He didn't do anything. He had the Democratic House and Senate. He could have pushed something through. He didn't do anything. If he was serious about it, he would have taken action when he could have done it. He wouldn't have saved it until you were 4.5 months out of the general election. The timing is obvious of what he's doing here. Bottom line is, though, people, Hispanic voters are not going to care about the timing. This is definitely aimed at Hispanic voters without a question. Remember, the Dream Act passed the House 2 years ago. It was blocked in the Senate, and the whole opposition to that is that it would encourage more people to enter the country illegally. Supporters disagree. They say it helps people who are brought up in America and whose lack of status isn't their fault to become full members of our culture, of our society. So the Hispanic people have been criticizing the ramping up of deportations under the Obama administration and saying he didn't deliver on his campaign promise to pass some kind of comprehensive immigration reform within the first year in office. This is the answer to that. It means Hispanic votes big time for Obama. What say you, America? 855-266-8.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
The Overnight Highway. I'm not walking this path alone. I know you're alive and thriving, and you're dying to throw in your 2 cents. So don't be shy. You can belly up to the invisible bar and have that conversation at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE, or throw me an email or send it, americatonight.net. Click on contact. Boom, you are in. Bada bing, just like that. Talking about a couple of different things. This new policy that Obama's throwing out, or the Department of Homeland Security, about deportation, amnesty, a way to help kids that are in the country through no fault of their own or whatever. Lots of different sides to this, although the administration is saying, oh, it's not amnesty, it's not immunity, it's not any of that kind of stuff. And you have the challenger, Mitt Romney, saying, baloney, bogus, but... At the same time, Romney, who slams the stopgap immigration deal that Obama has thrown out, is not saying whether he'd dump it, overturn it, if he were to become president. Clearly, this is a grab at the Hispanic votes and making good on a campaign promise to try to encourage more Hispanic voters or Latino voters to back Obama, to not be disillusioned. Not that I think, and I don't think this, I think that the people that voted for Obama, that would be, if you wanted to break down the different ethnic backgrounds, if they're Hispanic and they were going to vote, or Latino and they were going to vote for Obama, I don't know that they would completely flip over to Romney unless they were the conservative Cubans or more conservative Hispanics who don't like Obama in the first place. Because if you look traditionally at where that vote goes, it goes, at least lately, toward mostly the Democrats. And you might also view that through different eyes. And if you see something different, please, I want to hear about. We're going to take a little detour, too, as well, because I just feel compelled to put a couple of people in our dungeon to start out the week. One of them is, I'm going to put them in at the same time. They would make interesting cellmates. One is this writer that I heard about over the weekend who lives in New York. He was a writer for NYPD Blue, and he had a small dog under 5 pounds that he punched in the head. Got upset with the dog, punched the head of the dog, boom, hit him in the head, and the dog died of traumatic brain injury. So, and his wife says, oh, this is a terrible accident. Mm-mm. The animal cruelty people got a hold of the story, and I think that he's going to have to pay the price. If he were prosecuted, he could do maybe a year in prison, or probation is probably more likely. But, wow, you should not own a dog if you're going to punch your dog in the head. He would have been far better off trying to find a home for his dog that he obviously didn't want, or he has anger issues or whatever, I don't know. The guy's name is Ted Shuttleworth, so we're going to have him standing by. We're going to shove him in the jail cell that we've created. And also, Riel Hunter. You know that name? Of course you know that name. She's made sure that you know that name. An opportunist. She's the woman that was fooling around with John Edwards, that whole John Edwards saga about campaign fraud, finance, that just we just went through in North Carolina. She has come out with a book, or she's going to come out with a book, a new memoir called What Really Happened, John Edwards, Our Daughter, and Me. In this riveting book, you'll find mixed views on the parenting of the daughter, Quinn, descriptions of Elizabeth Edwards' outburst, that's risky, and at the end of the book, she says apparently she still has feelings for Edwards, but geez, doesn't know how the relationship will turn out. Oh, boy, I hope none of you buy that book. And in the book, she talks about the psyche of Edwards when the federal prosecutor started to go after him, and before his indictment, what that was like, and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and then when she was moving, and blah, 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 and et cetera, to which I say, really, do we care? Is this book going to go anywhere? Guarantee she ends up on talk shows. Guarantee that she does. And the timing couldn't be more perfect because he just was acquitted. I mean, he just basically, you know, he's not going to jail. And he was accused of masterminding, remember, the scheme to use $1 million in secret payments from two wealthy political donors, friends, to hide his pregnant mistress as he was running for the White House to be the president in 2008. So she released a book through a boutique publisher called Ben Bella Books, and it's coming out on June 26th, which I say, I'll say it again, I hope that the book falls flat on its face. Ridiculousness. Matt Johnson, please help us escort Ted Shuttleworth and Riel Hunter to the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
See, now, I bet you this eventually becomes a Lifetime movie, or maybe Oxygen if they start to create their own movies, which they might already do that. I think usually they take movies and they replay them. But you want to talk about somebody, you want to talk about a politician who hoodwinked people with the, aw, shucks, good old boy, I came from nothing kind of thing. I mean, hey, you know, we have a justice system. They couldn't, the federal prosecutors, which that was our money, by the way, because we pay for that, pursued Edwards, and it didn't happen. So then, of course, smartly, they let it go, not to go for an appeal and try to get him on the flip side of that. That would have been ridiculous, and it would have been more money down the drain. If we did a show on frivolous lawsuits and money that we've spent, the Justice Department pursuing people that who cares, this would be on the list, absolutely. On my list now, too, would also be this whole Lance Armstrong thing, because, you know, it's the U.S. doping agency that's going after Armstrong, to which I don't understand. I don't understand why they're doing it. The same premise here with, you know, pursuing Edwards. Yes, that was campaign fraud, but in the case of spending money to go after Lance Armstrong, the last Tour de France was in 2005. Really, do we care? Do we care to pursue Armstrong about doping? And I said this before last week's show. He passes 500 drug tests. If he passed the drug test and was smart enough to pass the drug test, who cares? Drop it. Why spend the money to pursue this? Just nobody cares anymore. And if you look at what he's done with the cancer research stuff, you know, he's helped people with that. Obviously, they've pumped money into Livestrong, and they've helped people who needed money for certain operations and things. So pursuing him is just useless to me. And how much money in the end will be spent? I think probably a crazy amount of money. All right, back to a big one. We're going to talk about this coming up in our next segment on America Tonight. If you remember, think back in your memory banks to Rodney King and the L.A. riots, what happened there. Remember, he was the guy who was pulled over, and he was beaten by the Los Angeles police officers who pulled him over. And that videotape became just, if it was the age of social media, I can't even imagine how huge it would have been, but it was out there for all to see, and it became one of the biggest race riots in our nation's history. Why are we talking about Rodney King? Because he was found at the bottom of his swimming pool on Sunday and pronounced dead, although foul play is not expected to be what the ruling is here. They think it was an accidental deal, just trying to put all their ducks in a row. The cops are, to make sure that there wasn't anything else there by doing the autopsy, really, and toxicology would be included, that and whatnot. More on Rodney King and where we are since the Rodney King days coming up next on America Tonight.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have grab the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Tonight, where would we be without numbers? We can count. How many rounds of golf has Obama played? Do you care? Are you of the mind that he plays too much golf and therefore is not doing enough as the president? A lot of people think that, for sure. Also, what happened at the box office over the weekend? Tom Cruise flopped. So did Adam Sandler, but what soared? That certainly is the numbers. We do our cheap movie review. And a shocker, Ahmadinejad saying he's going to retire from politics in 2013. What? We need him on our bad boy list. I was hoping that somebody would be able to take him down, but apparently that's not going to happen if he's going to step aside. I mentioned as we were heading out, the fact that Rodney King, if you haven't heard it, and you probably have at some point driving around on your favorite radio stations where you're listening to me right now, that Rodney King is dead at the age of 47. And if you think of Rodney King and the significance of what happened with King and the aftermath, it's huge. He, you think back to 91 and the beating that he took from the officers. And then, a year later, when the jury couldn't reach a conclusion, pretty much, after the beating death, remember this was after a high-speed car chase, and the aftermath was just abominable. It just changed everything, I think, in L.A., and certainly for lots of police departments, and definitely when it came to race and conversation in America. So after the Rodney King trial, where ultimately, I say trial, ultimately where the four officers were, they couldn't come up with any kind of a verdict, and that was it. So the four officers walked, and then L.A. went crazy, and it led to riots and the death of 50-some people, and that's all you saw. L.A. was on fire. It was crazy. And they captured every single, excuse me, shred of it, it seems, on video, and especially the beating of Reginald Denny, the truck driver, who always took a shortcut. He took the shortcut on the wrong day. He was pulled from his truck and was beaten to a pulp almost to his death. And then what ensued as a result of that, so that's what you would see. You would see the video of King and the beating and then the aftermath. And then you would see the Reginald Denny thing and him being pulled out of the cab of his truck and being just pummeled. I mean, just pummeled. And the I'll tell you, the people didn't expect what would happen to happen, I think, in the initial suit. And then for really years afterwards, it was talked about. And there was also the suit against the city of Los Angeles. Now, that was a much different story. So Rodney King, dead at the bottom of his pool, they try to resuscitate him. They don't think it's foul play, no injuries on his body, that kind of stuff. They're going to do an autopsy to see, you know, what they come up with, of course, as they would with anyone. But they got him out, tried to do what they could. Paramedics came, called 911, and could not revive him. So there'll be lots of conversations, I think, as a result of his death, just where are we now since that happened, since those riots in 92 after the officers were acquitted in his beating. And, you know, King said many times as he was guests on shows afterwards that he forgave the officers who nearly beat him to death for what happened. He said that a couple of different times. I think I saw him on Larry King saying that. I know I saw him at a couple of other places where he was quoted as saying that too. Jack from Down Under says he remembers the video of the Korean store owners shooting handguns at the riders, because that's what happened. People were riding and looting. They had problems with looting too after the riots happened, because there were things on fire. It was mayhem. It was tough for the cops there once that happened, because trying to get everything under control was just an absolute nightmare, I would say that there were some things that, as a result, ended up being good training for the future for police officers to say, you know what, in these circumstances, high-speed chases, the craziness that happens afterwards, this cannot happen, especially now in the age of videotaping, period, end of story. This can't happen, and forever Rodney King will be remembered for that. And the same thing with Reginald Denny, who was a white truck driver and had nothing to do with anything other than taking the shortcut and was pulled from the cab of his truck, and that was shown on live TV. CNN at the time, that was the big deal with them. Everything that happened, everybody tuned into CNN because they were the cable station and when things unfolded. And boy, oh boy, it didn't take long for everybody to get huddled around sets, because this was before Twitter and Facebook and everything else. If they had all of that, and Instagram, etc., you can just imagine how much bigger it might have been. Maybe there would have been riots in other places. 855-266-KATE, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, how far have we come since then? The real big thing, though, I think this week and next week is going to be what's going to happen with Obamacare, or the Affordable Care Act, which was passed in March of 2010. The law kicking in the next couple of years is going to require people to buy health insurance or face a fine. So justices are deciding whether that mandate is unconstitutional. A ruling, I think, will come back not so much this week. I think it'll happen at the tail end of next week. But regardless, we're on watch now at this point. And, you know, will we see, what kind of decision are we going to end up seeing here? Are we going to see a 5-4 decision? Are we going to see a 7-2 decision? I don't think we'll see 7-2. I think we'll see 5-4. And the stakes on this one are big time. The justices are going to decide on all these separate questions. It's going to have an immediate impact on every single one of us. Every single one of you listening to this show, this is what we have in common, certainly in the near future, and also the long term for all of us. What happens in medicine? What happens when you go to doctors? Why your health care? What's going to happen to the cost of your premiums? That whole thing. So big. Can't underestimate how big this whole health care thing is. But all of you are smart enough to know that. Ultimately, what do you hope happens? Because this is it. The conversation is over. It's about what the ruling is going to be. Tomas in Michigan, hello.
Well, you know, Rodney King's not the only one that's at the bottom of the pool. Greece is at the bottom of the pool, but they keep pulling them. They keep resuscitating them and giving them CPR. I mean, they had an election today, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm wondering if one of the parties was not called the Duh Party, because the question was, do you want more bailouts or not? I would have voted for Duh.
Bailouts.
of course. You know, but why would they even need an election like that? It's just like, do they want another $100 billion or not? Gosh, that's going. We better have a big election. It's incredible. And
I agree with you, but the fear was if the leftists got in, that they were going to say, no, forget it, we're out of the Eurozone. They already had a run on the banks, and oh my gosh, everything was already toppling in Greece. And that was part of them getting the money. They wouldn't have got the rest of the money if they had said, forget it, we're not going to do that. They wouldn't have had the more of the bailout. But I agree with you. It seems ridiculous.
And I like to, I hope you can get that Viking financial king from Norway over there on your show this week and see what he's saying about the euro, because I think I remember the last time on, he says, I promise you I'll give you some good news next time I speak to you, but I don't know how he's going to do that.
You're right. So, what's the good news? The good news is the euro survives. I don't know. It's brutal.
Yeah. It would seem to me that the euro would have been better off kicking this bankrupt country out. I think they would have been fiscally, you know, stronger. But I'd like to hear what he has to say. And that's all I just wanted to say tonight, Katie. That, you know, gee whiz, do you want another $100 billion or not? Oh, that must have been, they must have really been up all night on that one.
Although I, for one, am very glad that they wanted more money, Tomas. Because it would have hurt every single one of us if you have any money in the market. But regardless, if Europe completely topples, we're going to get stuck for some of that for sure. Because we cannot be complete isolationists. We can't do it. We have too much tied up in exporting. Just even think of the exporting. Forget the importing. Just even think of the exporting. No one's buying our stuff. We're in trouble. And if they don't have any money in Europe and they're not buying any products, and trust me, there are American products in other countries. I lived in Spain. I saw lots of people snapping up American stuff, including our commerce, like McDonald's and Burger King and all of that. But even goods. So that would have hurt us if it completely craps out. I said this before, we are in trouble. This would affect every single one of us, too. Absolutely. And Saul Albaum, our financial guru, money man from from Norway, will come on later this week. We've already talked, so it'll be fun because he's got some interesting things to say about the Eurozone. Hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, we can count. Have you ever ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Weekend, 229-page blog was released. Secret Service agents and officers accused of leaking some sensitive information, publishing porn, assaults, illegal wiretaps, embezzlement, drunkenness on duty. Some of the highlights included in 2005, a drunk agent was yanked from the detail. He was the detail leader for a team that was assigned to protect the visiting president of the Dominican Republic. And in January of 2011, police in New York arrested an investigative support assistant on charges of sexual abuse. So we don't even know the outcome of that one. And there are several others that were listed, like in 2008, an on-duty uniform division officer was arrested in a Washington prostitution sting. The officer was driving a marked Secret Service car when they nailed him. He was placed on administrative leave. So what happened on the trip to South America was nothing new, apparently. 229 pages of stuff came out of what's gone on with the Secret Service in the past. I guess that kind of erases the boys will be boys thing. Especially, here's the thing. On duty is the problem. You know, if it's on your dime and my dime, sorry. Don't want to see that, right? No way. And it's just stupid on their part, actually, and they know it. They know that it's stupid. This was a sad deal. An American woman staying at a 5-star Singapore hotel fell 60 floors to her death. She landed above a Starbucks coffee shop. It happened in the early hours of Sunday at the Swissôtel, the Samford, this is what it's called. And, you know, was she, you know, what led to that fall? They didn't reveal her name or why she fell, but 60 floors, you're not going to most likely survive that. She had multiple blunt force trauma injuries. And, you know, was there something more to this? Was it the landing? You know, what was it? The Swissôtel has 70 levels. It's one of the tallest hotels in Southeast Asia. And it's a big time convention, shopping complex, you know, kind of deal. So who knows? But, ooh, scary to read that. Oh, I don't know about how all of you feel about heights, but even to be up that high and be in something that might be a little bit shaky, to me is incredibly scary, I think. How you feel like you're losing your balance. Maybe it was a question of that. I don't know. This story is also sad. I don't mean to make it all doom and gloom for We Can Count, but this is doom and gloomy. I was thinking of our pal Christina. Shout out to you in Sweden, but a woman zookeeper was mauled to death by a pack of wolves the other day. She was feeding them, and it was something she normally did. She was in her 30s. This woman's in her 30s. 8 of the wolves, they think, surrounded her and attacked her. Her body was found by a colleague, and the pack wouldn't let anyone near her. Eventually, one of the zoo workers, what they did was they had a human chain, and they rushed the wolves, so that pushed them back so they could recover the body anyway. But the wolves didn't, you know, want them in there. And nobody saw the attack, so they don't know what triggered it. They don't know what happened in the enclosure. Obviously, something went wrong, and it's incredibly risky that. If you remember, there was, at the same zoo, there was a girl who's about 15 who was bitten on the leg by a wolf. So I would think that they want to get rid of the wolves, honestly. Forget the whole wolf exhibit. It's not working for them. With this deadly attack of somebody who apparently was comfortable around them and fed them, and then the fact that before that you had somebody who was just visiting the zoo that had that happen, boy, that to me, that's a crazy risky business. I'm surprised that they, even after the first attack, that they let that enclosure stand up. I would think they would be fearful that some other accident could happen because something is aggressive in the wolves, whatever it is. I mean, think of what a wolf does, and for whatever reason, they're being triggered. I think I mentioned this heading into We Can Count. There's always this war on what the president does. Remember when Bush was in office, was about how many times is he at Crawford, Texas? Is he going to that ranch again? Is this off time? Is he working? What's happening there? And for Obama, he is now officially, since he's been president, played his 100th round of golf. And you think about, okay, 3.5 years, 100 rounds of golf. What does that mean? How often is he playing golf? But what's curious is, because he played on Sunday morning in Chicago, and he played at the Beverly Country Club, which who cares where he plays? I mean, of course, he's going to play at the best course, and they're going to take him in. And he golfed 28 times, I guess, in 2009, 30 times in 2010, and 34 times in 2011. Golfing takes about, and it has for the president, takes about 5 hours because you have motorcades back and forth from the fairways, and this is going to take a little bit longer. Lots of people play golf, and it's It's become part of the conversation is how frequently is he playing golf, and is he out of sorts with the everyday man behind pursuing golf? And like I said, remember this was the thing with Bush and how many times was he at the ranch. However, this is the thing about saying things on the record, being on radio interviews, being quoted, and doing television interviews. David Axelrod, who is the number one man, the number one aide, really, confidant of Barack Obama's and running his campaign, said that Bush was out of touch at one point for playing golf when the economy was tanking. Like, why was he playing golf if other people are struggling? Does this president get that people can't afford to do that, and he's completely out of touch with the everyday guy? Because there he is out on the golf course. I don't think he'll be saying any of those comments again, especially when the amount of rounds are published, because you add up the hours and whatnot. And Bush didn't play that much golf. He played a little bit of golf, but not as much as this president has played. But there's a piece of video from the 90s that surfaced from Axelrod that said it was tasteless that he was playing golf, trying to convince voters that that the economy's improving. You know, how dare he play golf? And like I said, they can always dig up stuff on you. And I thought that was funny. So to me, it was the bigger chuckle that was the deal that made it worthwhile. All right, what about the box office? Are people going to movies, first of all? That's the thing. I think a lot of people are renting movies. I say that with the reviews. Sometimes it's better to wait for the reviews, to wait for the video to come out, because they come out so quickly now. If a movie, especially if a movie bombs at the box office, boy, before you know it, you can already get it on video. And I think with some of these movies that came out over the weekend, they're going to really be on video before you know it. So Madagascar 3 and Prometheus, which has been around now for a couple of weeks, were number 1 and 2 at the box office. Madagascar 3, $35 million, and Prometheus, $21 million. This is just this past weekend. But The Rock of Ages was the movie that came out with Tom Cruise and a whole bunch of other stars. And how much did it make over the weekend? Not very much. $15 million. $15 million. Just $5 million on Friday, $5 million on Saturday, and then more on Sunday. But that was an epic movie to produce that. So that had a pretty big budget. And unless somehow it gets somebody starts to talk it up or something, it's not going to make its money back. The other one was Adam Sandler's That's My Boy, and that one didn't do so well either. Usually his movies do pretty well, but overall, $13 million this weekend. $13 million, so tough time for some pretty big stars.